lips in front of the mic swivel back and forth like a panel hitch. You know what I'm saying? All right, do you know?
Yeah.
Okay, let's get this thing started.
Disclaimer, Morning Crankers is not responsible for coffee snorts, keyboard drool, awkward public laughter, spontaneous twerking, or any texts you regret after listening. Side effects may include joy, confusion, and the realization that your sense of humor needs therapy. If symptoms persist, don't call us. We're not that kind of show. Now then, good morning. You half awake, chaos loving, life on hard mode, champions of Earth. This is Morning Crankers, the show that slaps harder than a grandma with a fly swatter. Jokes are fresh, filters are off, and dignity left the chat hours ago. So grab your caffeine, hug your poor decisions, and brace yourself for the ride. Welcome to Morning Crankers.
Well, hello and happy hump day.
Happy hump day.
It is hump day.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we got a wonderful, wonderful show for you today. We're going to go through some national days. We're going to tell you about an adventure. Would you consider that an adventure?
Yeah.
And then we'll tell you about, you know, we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 cars. Okay, family cars. They all got pounded, piss pounded today. You know, or should I say yesterday. You know, by the ice falling from the sky.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, who would have guessed?
Ice. Big ice.
Yeah. Well, and all, you know, ice is different here than it is in Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
Yeah. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. We are going to talk about something very special to my heart today, which is superheroes, because it's National Superhero Day. Did you know that?
No.
Well, now you do, okay? And usually when I spit these little things out, it's like, it's sort of useless knowledge. It's like, ooh, hey, that guy's smart, you know, but it's just national days. It's National Superhero Day. So we're going to talk about this list that they have, that, and I'm going to see if you agree or we both agree or we don't agree. Yeah. We're also going to talk about the Gloucester cheese rolling race.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty close. Mm-hmm. We see a comet, you know, we're going to talk about that did an X in the sky. I want to talk a little bit about Masters of the Universe, the movie coming out. Then I want to talk about Marshalls, the movie, you know, with Luke Grimes,
mm-hmm.
you know, because I like it. I don't think I can get you into it.
Maybe.
And then Presumed Innocent, okay?
Yeah, I want to see that.
You want to see it? I have seen it, you know, because I take my job seriously. Informing people through Morning Crankers is something that I take very, very seriously. And sometimes I feel like you're just kind of behind.
No.
Don't you think so?
No.
You know, so, you know, I watched all of that simply because I wanted to inform the listeners what options they have. You know, what's good to do with your time?
Okay, let's hear it.
Well, we'll get to it. You know what I'm saying? There's a story about FBI Director James Comey was indicted. I'm pretty happy about that. Just because I don't like him. Not that I think that they're going to go anywhere with the case, but he's just so smug. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And do you remember when he got up in front of everybody way, 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 way back about Hillary Clinton and they said, well, no prosecutor or no normal prosecutor would prosecute this case. Remember that, even though they had all that evidence?
Yeah.
And you just knew it was like a different standard for the person with millions of dollars versus a normal person.
For sure.
Yeah. So, yeah. And then an ex-advisor at the NAID got indicted. That's pretty cool, right? Right?
Yeah.
Are you smoking on that popcorn stick?
No.
Yeah, that's it creates popcorn lung. I don't want that stuff in my studio. You know what I mean?
You're
green apple popcorn lung. Yeah. Well, I want to talk about 10 dating apps, you know, just in case people want to try.
I've heard some.
Yeah, some big things happen in West Virginia. We're going to talk about that a little bit. And then I've got a story. We may get to it. We may not. About Americans being upside down in their cars.
Upside down.
Yeah, you know what I mean. It's just, it's one of them things like, how many people do you know
that... Pay too much.
Well, did they pay too much or were the banks ripping them off?
The banks were ripping them off, for sure.
I mean, there is such a thing as, you know, the American people acting responsible and stuff like that. But, you know, you look at the pay from the white-collar higher-ups to the blue-collar workers from, like, the 70s. And, you know, if we were to keep up with, through the 70s, what they were actually getting paid, what their money was worth, we'd be making, like, $67 an hour right now, minimum wage.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Yeah, okay, so, anyways, I feel bad that Americans are there, but there is a lot of them, okay? And what's crazy, unemployment is really low. You know, farm bankruptcies are up because, you know, some of their subsidies they're not getting. You know, but so are luxury airline tickets.
Luxury.
Literally, luxury airline tickets are like at all-time sales.
I think airline tickets are always high.
Well, this is the thing. So, well, they're high, but I'm talking about like the creme de la creme, the people that don't care. There are record amounts of luxury seats being sold in airlines. But then on the other side of that, anxiety among Americans is really high right now about being able to afford food. Well, what does that tell you?
Well, what's the benefits of a luxury ticket?
Well, I think you get free alcohol.
Well, what if you don't drink?
I don't know. Who knows? It could be a rub and tug. Who knows? It's just, you know, it's one of them things. You know, I think you get more room. You get to relax. Your seat probably goes all the way back instead of that, you know, annoying, like, I can't sleep here. I think there's that. But I know a lot of people, and I'm telling you, everybody's complaining about the price of food right now.
Yeah.
I mean, horrible. It's expensive. I mean, like, what is a chuck roast right now? Remember when you could go in and buy a chuck roast and you're like, okay, I don't have enough money for steaks, but I'll buy a chuck roast and I'll cut it up myself. I'll throw it on the Weber and the family will be happy.
Well, it's usually $23 if you buy the Walmart one. If you get a good one, it's like $30-$40.
Right. For good, nutritious food, it's a really, really expensive. And hopefully we can knock that down a little bit. I think we've got some big, great, wonderful, bigly things coming this summer.
God, I hope.
You know what I mean? I heard a little rumor about hospitals starting to do things a little bit different, and we're going to hear about it in June. That makes me happy. Like, I think there's a reason that Donald Trump isn't worried about the midterms. Like, everybody else is saying, oh, he's going to get slaughtered in the midterms. And, you know, according to history, the Republicans would lose this midterm, according to the way that this operates. The incumbent side in midterms always does not do well.
I heard that Erica Kirk is like helping Trump win.
Well, I mean, they're all going to try. They're all going to try. You know, my thing is, man, I tend to be a little bit more conservative on the totem pole. But before my politics, I believe in freedom. I believe in, you know, freedom of speech, you know, just everything that has anything to do with freedom, I believe in that. And I just get the feeling that, you know, like James Comey getting arrested and this other guy getting arrested. Me personally, I've been waiting for this on both sides of the aisle. The corrupt politicians and the corrupt bureaucrats that have been messing with Americans. I've been sitting there wondering when the hammer's going to drop.
Me too.
You know, so, and I think we're in the majority of Americans. We're like, okay, yeah, that's nice. Okay, yeah, this is nice. Yeah, I understand that. Yeah, I don't like you said that, but I can see where you're coming from. We all say this stuff, but we all want to see that happen, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah, and, you know, for, you know, under Biden, under Obama, under Trump, I've been waiting for that to happen. And what do we get?
Well, we're starting.
Yeah, well, I mean, we have to have a starting point. So who knows what's coming? I don't want to make this a political witch hunt where everybody on one side goes down. I just want the bad people in our government done.
Out. Yeah.
Out. Kaboosh. Shabam. You know, is there any other, you know, terms we can use for that?
Oh, there's a lot.
Vamoos.
Can't say it on here, though.
Yeah, well, yeah. You got to watch your mouth, folks. She definitely has a dirtier mouth and a dirtier mind than me.
Just say it like it is.
So, you know, saying all of that, I've got to ask you. So, Cash Patel went into Minnesota and they started really doing fraud raids.
I've seen that.
Yeah, well, taking computers and taking, you know, paperwork. And Cash Patel came out and said, well, it's, you know, because we had some whistleblowers that were afraid to say anything that we're even doing this. And, you know, Waltz actually dropped out of the presidential race already. Or was it the governor's race? The governor's race. Because he was the leadership when all this was happening.
Mm-hmm.
But the weird part is, he went on to say that he's the reason that these raids were coming.
Yeah, right.
Do you believe that?
He was part of it.
Well, I tend to agree with you, but do you think that's weird? Do you think this is the case of, well, if you can't beat them, join them?
Yeah, probably.
I mean, do you think that's what it is, or do you think it's something else? Do you think that he's like, I give up? Or do you really think that he's like, okay, we need to psychologically get in the minds of the people so now they can say, you know, the super Democrats out there that won't listen to reason, just like there's super Republicans out there that won't listen to reason. Do you think he did this just so the people that are arguing on TikTok can say, well, Tim Walz is the reason that the FBI came into Minnesota?
No, I think he's trying to cover himself so he doesn't go down with the rest of them.
Well, he should cover himself because he is naked as a jaybird when you can literally, the regular Americans can see it. They can feel it. They know in their gut that he was behind some of it. And maybe if you won't say he was behind some of it, he definitely turned a blind eye to some of it.
I think he was involved.
Well, yeah. And I think that's a pretty normal American response right now. Like Ilhan Omar. Oh, she's worth $30 million. We see all these things that she's buying. And then they say, oh, it was an accounting mistake. And now I only made $95,000 last year.
Mm-hmm.
But the wine company that they own in California mysteriously lost records and just completely shut down. Did you see that?
Yeah.
So what is it? Where's the fraud?
Crooks.
Crooks is right. And I'm sick of it. Folks, I know you guys are sick of it too. You know, we just got to get through it together.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. Yeah. Oh, yeah, you're welcome. Yeah. So, anyway, so we're talking about crooks, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, what do you think about the redistricting of the voting maps across the U.S. in Texas and Virginia and West Virginia and Missouri? And what do you think about them redistricting to favor one side or the other?
I think it's crap, but I really don't understand why they got to do it or why they're trying to do it.
Well, both of them are trying to get more House seats is pretty much it. But listen to this. So as they're doing this in the Appalachians, okay, and Appalachians used to be very strong Southern Democrat, 20,000 unaffiliated voters moved to the GOP. So 20,000 more. And there was 68,000 former Democrats that have switched party affiliation. 68,235 to be exact. What do you think of that?
I just seen a news article about a guy he's part of like the government somewhere. He said that he used to be all Democrat. And then he switched recently because he said that it's just not how it used to be.
So, well, you see this happening in West Virginia, okay, and that's not even, we're not even done, like, stopping the hemorrhaging. 12,299 more Democrats left the Democrat Party and became unaffiliated or independent?
I'd be embarrassed to be on that side.
Well, I think that you can say that for both sides. Well, I would definitely be embarrassed for some of the craziness that they do. I don't think that they are true representatives of what the party is supposed to be. I think that the party has changed. It's something different. I mean, you ask a regular American right now, and they will all say, well, JFK was a pretty good president. Okay, well, he was a Democrat. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That it's just so polarizing in America right now. And at some point, Americans got to just pull their head out of their sphincter. Stop, you know, the Trotsky coming out of their mouth.
I don't like either side.
Well, I mean, that's like being apolitical.
Narrow.
Yeah, well, we do and we vote for what's going to benefit us and our children's future. And that's the way that it's supposed to be. And I think people are breaking away from what's supposed to be the norm and starting to do the same thing.
Yeah, I mean, that's how it should be.
Well, I think it should be also. I want to get to this because it's National Superhero Day, right? Who is your absolute favorite superhero? Come on.
I'd probably have to say Spider-Man or Thor.
Spider-Man. Well, let's go with number one. This is on Ranker, all right? And they got the top 25. And I don't know how far down the list we're going to go because I think they're a little bit backwards. They went and they said, hey, to like 50,000 people, what are the 10 best, you know, superheroes? Number one was Batman. Batman. I mean, what do you think about that?
I wouldn't say Batman, but...
See, I
he'd probably be number five.
Well, I asked some people and they were like, Batman was top three.
Huh.
Okay, so without looking, what do you think number two would be? We're on the air.
Superman?
Nope. Wrong. It's Spider-Man.
Wow.
Okay, so Spider-Man. And the thing, you know, I love Spider-Man. But do you think that there's been too many people that have played Spider-Man in two different movies?
I think that
there's the Invisible Spider-Man. There's the black-suited Spider-Man. There's how many different guys that have played Spider-Man? Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe, you know, it's like a 007 thing, but...
It's kind of like if you make too many of the same movie, like 5, 6, 7...
And they start regurgitating themselves?
Yeah, it's not good anymore.
Like a bad night on vodka?
Yeah.
Yeah, it gets to be like that. Well, number two is Spider-Man. Number three, okay, Superman.
Superman.
Now, if I would have guessed before seeing this, I would have thought Superman would have been number one. Okay, number four, now I can kind of go along with this. Number four is Iron Man.
Yeah.
I like his cocky attitude. I like that he's always, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like Iron Man is a great. Now, number five blew my mind because I didn't think that he would be there. But Wolverine. Do you think Wolverine should be number five?
Yeah. I mean, I would have thought Batman was number five, but Wolverine, yeah, I could see that.
Okay, and then it goes to Captain America. Yeah.
I'm not a fan of Captain America.
Oh, I like Captain America. Don't get me wrong. But, you know, top 10? I'm just not sure. Number seven, the Hulk.
Yeah.
Okay, now the Hulk, I think, should be elevated from number seven to, you know, top five for sure. What do you mean, What do you think he should be? You think he should be number seven? 10?
Be 10.
Okay, I want you to name two that should be in front of him that we haven't discussed.
I don't know.
That's right, because there isn't any. There isn't. That's why I was so confident saying that. So, yeah, I think Hulk should be up there, but I'm glad that he's in the top 10. Now, this one, The Flash, I don't think that The Flash deserves to be up here. Do you?
I'm not a fan, but, I mean, there are people that are.
I mean, there's some, but I just don't see, like, I'm going to tell you a couple more. The next one, which is Thor.
See, I would have put him in the top five.
Yeah, Thor. And a lot of people would. Thor, a lot of people really like. But I sure think that Thor should be above Flash.
Yeah.
I don't know if I would put Thor above the Hulk.
Yeah, I would.
Puny God. You know, remember Thor's brother getting his butt kicked by Hulk? Well, I'm pretty sure the Hulk could do the same thing to Thor.
Maybe.
You don't think so?
Maybe.
Yeah, I'm just saying, you know, if there was like a UFC for superheroes and you put Thor in and you put the Hulk in, who wins?
Well, the Hulk's a lot bigger.
Yeah, but Thor's a god. He's a demigod.
Well, I think he'd take him.
You think Thor'd take the Hulk?
Yeah.
Oh, you're crazy.
No.
But we'd like to know, folks, if you would like to send us an email, tell us what you think. Do you think Thor would win or do you think Hulk would win? MorningCrankers@gmail.com. That's MorningCrankers@gmail.com. And then we got Deadpool. Top five. Deadpool is a top five. And you know what I think they should have? They should have like a 1 through 10, but then they should have 1 AB. And then they should have 2 BCD. You know what I mean? Like, you get to rank them. They're like, have you ever seen these guys do microphone reviews?
Yep.
And they stick them up, and they'll be like, okay, this one is extraordinary, and this one should be burnt in liquid hot magma. Have you seen that?
You listen to that stuff all the time.
Well, I do. And then, okay, so here's one I don't know, Cat Noir.
The girls watch that.
Okay, she's number 11.
Oh, I think Wonder Woman.
With Wonder Woman. There. Yeah, well, Wonder Woman's right there because now they're splitting them up in the ABC thing that I said to do. Yeah, Wonder Woman, where would you put her? Would you put her top 10?
Yeah.
Okay,
where? She should be number one.
What?
Yeah.
You remember, Superwoman.
Wonder Woman.
Okay, Superwoman, Wonder Woman. Is there a difference?
I don't know.
Well, here's the thing. Wonder Woman, can you name a specific episode that you thought was so awesome? And I do believe that they're coming out with a new Wonder Woman.
No, I just like it. I like her.
But you like her because she's female powered. You can't remember anything from your childhood. That says,
whatever.
Okay, then give me one episode.
I don't remember, but I really liked her.
Yeah, see that? And that's what I'm saying.
She's just awesome.
No, she is awesome, but I don't know if she's top 10 awesome.
Oh, she is.
Then we have Green Lantern, which, you know, my one son loves Green Lantern, but...
I don't even know who that is.
Daredevil. I like Daredevil. Now, should he be ahead of some others? I don't know. Nightwing? Don't even know who Nightwing is.
Me either.
It's a DC guy. The Green Arrow?
Don't know that one either.
I know that. But here's one. For the last 3 or 4, Doctor Strange.
He's a superhero?
Of course he's a superhero. Haven't you ever seen all little squiggles in the sky and a big portal opens up and he pushes people through them so they don't get hurt?
No.
Yeah, see, you're missing out. Yeah, Doctor Strange should be higher than 16. Then we have Ghost Rider.
He should be up there.
You see, and this is funny because I've talked to so many people that think Ghost Rider should be, you know, top 10.
I think he should.
Yeah.
He's pretty cool.
I mean, Ghost Rider is cool, but is cool enough?
Yeah.
Okay, how about Hawkeye?
I don't know that one.
See, I'm a big Hawkeye guy. Remember, he's the guy that shoots the arrows?
No.
Okay, see. Black Panther, I think, is really cool.
Yeah.
He should be higher than 19. Then Aquaman. I'm not that big of Aquaman
fan.
I'm
not a fan.
We got Black Widow.
She's never heard of that one.
She's pretty cool. How about this? How about The Punisher?
I've heard of him, but don't know.
I think The Punisher should be a lot higher on this list. Ant-Man?
I wasn't a fan of Ant-Man.
Yeah. How about Silver Surfer?
Didn't know that one either.
Okay. Star-Lord.
Didn't know that one.
Star-Lord should be top 10.
I don't know him.
Yeah. You've actually watched movies with him. Well, you probably didn't. You sat down with me and pretended to watch it.
Probably.
Yeah, well, you know, it is what it is. But that's the list. If I'm going to go with one guy, top of the list is going to be, if I had a drum roll, I'd play it right now. But to me, the number one superhero has to be Spider-Man or Superman. Has to be Superman.
I don't know. I think Wonder Woman gets that spot.
Well, usually it's ladies before men, but not on Superhero Day. And sure it's National Superhero Day, so what do you got to say about that?
Well, I guess everybody doesn't have to be right.
Yeah, yeah, I know. Like, I've told you, honey, it's okay to be wrong.
I know.
So, would you go to a cheese rolling race?
You're dang right I would.
You'd go to a cheese rolling race?
Yeah.
Okay, do you know what it actually is?
No.
It's not rolling cheese. They're celebrating cheese, but they're throwing themselves down a steep hill to try to capture an 8-pound wheel of cheese.
Hmm.
And, I mean, people get broken arms, broken legs.
You got to be smarter than the cheese.
Yeah, but part of the thing is, I don't know, it says some people that have rolled down have reached speeds of 70 miles per hour.
Wow.
What do you think of that? 70 miles per hour
that's
rolling.
That's crazy.
Well, you can do some serious damage.
Yeah.
But Gloucester, is that how you say that? Gloucester. You gotta put a little English into it. Gloucester. Can you do that?
No. Come I'll on, leave just, that to you.
No, I want to hear you. I want to hear you say Gloucester.
No. You do a good job.
Come on.
You do
know what? The audience
us.
Deserves to hear you pronunciate that. Gloucester.
No. I'll pass.
What, you can say Gloucester?
Sure.
Gluck.
Only yeah. You know what that sound is.
Okay. Then we get on the 60 Minutes story. Kind of weird. Super bright comet and exploding fireball meteor form a X over a European castle.
Hmm.
Now, do you think that's weird?
I think it's weird, but I think it's cool. It looks like a cross.
It does look like a cross, and it is, but it was just in Cleveland the other day. Remember the meteor went over the city and then somehow exploded?
Mm-hmm.
And then we had Marco Rubio come out and say that they had 4 unidentified flying objects or whatever the new thing is, the UID or UAD or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
And they were having a meeting about whether that needed to remain classified because it was the first time in 65 years that we had blown 4 things out of American airspace. And we have stuff like this happening, and we have weird stuff going on in the sky all over, and Bigfoot's sightings are on the rise, and dogmen sightings are on the rise, and alien sightings are on the rise. What is going on?
Coming out of the woodwork.
Do you think that these are real things?
I think it's man-made.
You do think it's man-made?
Mm-hmm.
So you think that a dog man is man-made?
I think that it's somebody.
You think it's a person?
Yeah, there's something.
You don't think it could be a cryptid?
Mm.
Like if you go back in the book of Revelations and it said that the, I want to get this right, that the, it's not animals, the creatures or the beasts of old were going to rise from the earth. You don't think that, you know, our time is short and it could be like, you know, for the next 1,000 years because we're approaching something that these could be real beasts that are coming back out of the earth after that long?
Could be.
I mean, is that just, I mean, I know I'm weirding people out, but when Marco Rubio gets on TV and he says this is going on and Trump says, yes, we have UFOs and Obama says, yes, we have UFOs, but I've never seen an alien. What does he mean? What do they all mean?
I don't know. I think they're cuckoo, a lot of them.
So you're one of the people that says, okay, this stuff isn't happening. Like, the government's lying to us now?
I think the government's always lied to us.
So you think they were lying before saying that they weren't true, and now that they are saying that it's true, you think that they're reverse lying?
I think that they lie all the time. I don't think they tell us the truth.
So is that reverse lying?
I don't know. What's reverse lying?
I don't know, because usually reverse lying should mean telling the truth, but this means it's just telling a lie in reverse.
Well, can't believe nothing they say. I'm sorry.
Now, you're probably right about that. What do you think, like, your personal opinion of Marshalls while you've sat there while I've enjoyed myself watching this show? What is your personal opinion on it?
It's all right.
Now, what was your personal opinion on Yellowstone?
I liked Yellowstone.
Okay, do you like Marshalls as much as Yellowstone?
No.
I don't think that it's as well put together. I don't think that the acting is as good. I don't think that the storyline is as good. I still enjoy it, but Marshalls really has gotten a lot of bad reviews.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan.
Rotten Tomatoes, like, just crucified him pretty much. So anyways, I say, folks, go out and don't ever listen to the so-called experts, because everybody likes different things. And I think Marshalls is, it's worth my time to watch the episode, though I wouldn't run a country mile. Okay, you see what I'm saying? Like, I'm not saying it's Chotsky. I'm just saying. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, Masters of the Universe. Okay? That He-Man didn't even get put in the top 25 superheroes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And She-Ra. You remember She-Ra?
Yeah.
Okay, She-Ra was cooler.
She wasn't on there either.
She wasn't. And She-Ra's cooler than Wonder Woman.
I don't know about that.
Is She-Ra cooler than Superwoman?
No, I wouldn't say.
Do you think Superwoman was made from the rib and cape of Superman?
Where are you going with this?
Well, I'm not going anywhere. I'm just wondering if you think that's the case.
No, you are going somewhere.
I wasn't going anywhere, I promise. Uh-huh. But I am a huge, huge fan of Masters of the Universe and He-Man. He-Man was like my thing. Skeletor and She-Ra, you know, all the cool stuff that he'd get into. So June 6th, it comes out. June 6th. Are you looking forward to going to that with me?
Sure.
It's, you know what? In other areas, it's open on June 5th, and here I have to wait till the 6th. You know what? We might have to take a trip.
We might.
The closest movie theater that has it on June 5th.
Oh, so you want to see it before one day?
Yeah. I want to see it the same time everybody. I want to experience the feeling of Masters of the Universe.
Okay.
Can you imagine it starting out like He-Man? In a world where He-Man battles Skeletor, She-Ra comes and saves the day. You know what I'm saying?
There's something else.
No, it's awesome. And then, so you're going to watch this one. I'm going to give this one a rating. It's called Presumed Innocent. Okay, and it's on Apple. I'm going to say out of 5 stars, this gets 4 7/8.
Okay.
It's that good. And it keeps you going, even though, you know, the acting in it was superb and you see some things that you don't really think is going on.
So it's not a movie.
It's a limited series.
Hmm.
That season one's out. You get to watch the whole thing. Everything's done. And you think that it's done. And then I'm looking this up and I'm looking for stuff yesterday for the show today. And I see they signed a season 2.
Hmm.
Okay. Now keep in mind, this guy was a prosecutor in Chicago. He got caught up in where they tried to prosecute him for murdering this lover he was cheating on his wife with. It's a crazy, crazy story. I'm not going to say the end because I see you looking at me like you're salivating right now. Like, okay, now I really want to watch this.
And I've been wanting to watch it.
See, you already hate this guy, don't you?
Yeah.
Because I told you what he did to his wife, so you hate him.
Yeah.
Okay, what if he made a mistake?
There is no mistake in that.
Well, I'm just saying, what if?
What if?
Well, it could be a what if.
No, it's not a what if.
Okay, let's say that she was being mean to him.
I don't care.
For 6 months.
So?
Wouldn't talk to him.
Oh, well.
Wouldn't accept the flowers he got her.
Too bad.
What if she told him, get out of my house.
Bye.
Okay, so then he leaves and he goes and makes a mistake. Can't she take some responsibility for it?
No.
Why?
He should have filed for a divorce.
Well, you know, he had all this other stuff going on.
Uh-huh.
You see what I'm
saying?
No
excuse. excuse.
Yeah, well, you know, guys, I got your back. I'm trying. I promise you that I'm trying.
Mm-hmm.
It is. Yeah, I'm like the man. Yeah, thank
sure.
you. You know, yeah. Yeah. Anyways, I think that that's probably one of the best shows that I have seen in a long time. And to be honest with you, I don't even really like the main actor, but it is what it is. So, you know what? Before we go tonight, I want to talk to you guys a little bit about being safe in the crazy weather that we've been having.
Okay. Yeah.
We went and we had a wonderful trip to Flatlandville.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Over by Bear Deutschland, Chotsky area. Okay. We went over there and we had a lot of fun. We got to see some family, got to do the thing. And then we came back, and we came back the day that we came back because it said the next day there were going to be storms.
Mm-hmm.
So we get just outside of Flatlander land and it's nice. They take us on a new way, GPS. You know how it loves pulling tricks. Like there's like 15 different ways to get places and it never takes you the same way.
Yep.
So we end up way, 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 way north. Like
Jeff City.
Yeah, it was north of Jeff City. It was like where the Confederacy started because Missouri was backwards. The south of Missouri was for the north. The north of Missouri was for the south. Did you know that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, so we are up in Confederate land. And we're like, okay, no big deal. Kids are hungry. We stop at Arby's. We see some very, very colorful people that took a very, very, very long time to bring us very, very, very mediocre food.
Mm-hmm.
First time at Arby's that I can say that I had a bad experience.
Yeah.
Usually it's pretty good.
Yep.
Okay. But like I said, we're in the Confederate Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we go there. It takes 45 minutes for what should have took 5 minutes. Our other family goes ahead of us. So they're 45 minutes ahead of us. And they come all the way home, you know, 3.5, 4 hours, hit a little bit of sprinkles.
Yep.
Okay. We come home. Oh, baby. Tell them the story.
We got hammered.
Hammered.
Hail.
In what way?
Water.
Yeah. Like bad. And wind.
And flooding.
Flooding. Hail. Wind. Like the breath of God type wind. And hail that my daughter was saying, are we going to die? I hear my window cracking.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So we pull into this gas station. And we're looking for one.
Out of the hail.
Yeah, because there's 14 inches of water on the ground. We're in the truck. We're in the Ram, right?
Yep.
And we're driving down, and we're looking. And, like, you know, the things over the gas station where you...
Canopy.
Yeah, the canopy's there. The canopy's over at the food places like Sonic. We're looking for canopies, and they're all filled up with cars.
We found one spot.
We found one spot, and I whip in there, and I'm like, okay, we're good. Kids are still scared. You're still scared. I'm like, oh, yeah, this
really
is awesome. I'm
scared.
Like, I'm in my element. You know,
I want to get one of those Dominator cars. I want to go storm hunting.
Well, I don't know if I want to do that. I don't know if I have time to do that because I have to inform people.
Mm-hmm.
That's my job. I'm an informer.
Well, needless to say, the sirens go off.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the sirens going off.
And we were just getting ready to pull out, and we had to pull back in because... More hail.
What do you think the winds were there? About 600 miles an hour?
Not that much.
Okay, literally the canopy was shaking back and forth.
Yeah.
Okay, and this is at a Casey's gas station. There's a ton of people there. We're like, okay, we're just going to wait it out here.
Power goes out.
We're like, ooh. Power comes back on.
Yeah.
And we're sitting there, and the wind just picks up even more, and it's howling like we're in a sandstorm in the Sahara Desert with nothing but cardboard. around us. That's what it felt like. And I'm sitting there and she's looking at the GPS and the GPS has the radar going on. And she says, yeah, we are in the eye of the storm. We're in the south end of the storm. Or she didn't say south end. I looked at it and saw the south end because my wife is the type of person that will tell you that north is south and east is west. That's just who she is. So I'm looking at it and I'm like, you know what? We're only a half mile from being out of the red. And then out of the red, there was nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, no, we need to wait this through. And we're sitting there and it goes from like these super blowing winds. The hail and water didn't stop, but it stopped coming in sideways and started coming straight down because the wind disappeared. It was almost like something sucked the air up out of the atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
It was bad. And I was like, we're going. And my kids are scared and my wife's trying to, you know, console them, saying we're going to be okay. We're going to be okay. We got less than, what, a half mile down the road. Mm-hmm. Now, keep in mind, I'm worried about my truck dying because of water being sprayed up on the engine. We were throwing 30-foot rooster tails, right?
Yeah.
We get down there, and it immediately, I'm less than half mile, stops raining. And about 30 seconds after that, the sirens went off again, and two tornadoes touched down right there.
Yep.
It was that, and then it was 30 miles of no rain.
The radio was telling us that there was a tornado on the ground.
Yes.
Right behind us.
Yeah, she's looking literally at the radar and the radar going. Anyway, folks, the point is, I want you to be careful. Go out, enjoy life, do things, but don't take your loved ones for granted. And remember, this time of year with the crazy storms we're getting, you know, storms that are literally connected from the panhandle of Texas in a big arc all the way to Thunder Bay, Canada. There's something not right about the storms that are happening. We're going from beautiful sunshiny days to baseball-sized hail in areas from Texas to Wisconsin. There's something not right. I think you need to protect yourself. I don't think the government is going to give you any information that's going to be useful, because I think that there's malevolent things happening that might not be our own government, and they don't even know what's going on. What do you say?
I agree.
Yeah. So, you know what? Enjoy your time, but take some precautions. Love yourself, love your family, and have a great frickin' hump day.
Yeah.
Well, it's hands and rocks is saying thanks for your ears. We've been sipping hot gossip, stirring up your day here. From the what were they thinking to the pop chart queens. We poked at all the headlines and the weird in between. Morning Crankers, we're clocking out. Life lines deeper than the daily drought. Dumb crooks, strange looks, tales so absurd. We turned your daily chaos to a four-letter word.
Fun.
Morning Crankers, last joke of the show. Till the sun comes back, we'll be ready to go. And the viral train wrecks. The hold my coffee heroes with the rubberneck checks. If the world's gone sideways, honey, don't lose heart. We're roasted in the morning like a brand new start. Morning Crankers, we're clocking out. Laugh tracks tangled with your daily doubt. Dumb crooks, strange looks, tales so bizarre. We parked them in your brain like a late night bar.
Hey!
So it's bye from hands and a wink from rock. Stuff your week in a suitcase, toss it out with the socks. When life gets too serious, you know where to go. Back to Morning Crankers for the end of the show.